All right, tonight, Chimpians, we're having a leftovers episode from the Thanksgiving episode of Chimp Out Radio, and this will be episode number 26. Basically, the leftover show is bloopers and mistakes that we made, and you guys get to hear us fuck up and all the shit that we edited out of the previous show since DJ here has been doing the show.
Yeah, and so, you know, most people don't realize this, but only about one-third of our conversations actually make it to the show, which leaves a ton of stuff on the cutting room floor that we thought would be fun to share with everybody tonight.
Yeah, DJ's poor hard drive is really hurting right now. So, we have to get rid of some of this crap that's been filling up his hard drive. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, Chimpians, to the fuck-up episode of Chimp Out Radio. Looks like I fucked up and played the wrong track. But you know what? That's okay on this episode, because you're going to hear a whole hour of outtakes of things that we've done in the past five or six episodes that, well, didn't turn out quite the way we wanted them to. We also got a bunch of leftover things that we didn't have time to put on previous shows. So sit back and relax, and if you were a prior guest, you might hear yourself again. You never know. Chimp Out Radio starts now. So, Bird, we've had a lot of sympathy come in from the Chimpians lately about your Nig rental story. You want to give us an update?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised about that. You know, I kind of got a few well-meaning wishes from other members. And some guy just signed up today, you know, and he left as his intro post saying, "Please don't tell me that Birdman moved to Lawrenceville," Lawrenceville being a suburb of Pittsburgh, I believe, is filled with niggers. Uh-huh. But no, I'm not moving to Lawrenceville, nor am I moving to the nig rental that I mentioned on the last show. We find a better place in Dormont, which is it's right outside the city. But it's pretty nice. I mean, there's niggers there, of course. I was driving home from there today and saw a couple knuckle draggers down on the sidewalk, you know.
Did you run them over? No.
If only I could, man. If only I could. But, yeah, this place is a lot better. It's a lot bigger. Has a lot more space. Driveway's kind of tight, and parking kind of sucks, as with any place that's inside city limits. But, yeah, it's a hell of a lot better than the place that I was going to move to, which was in the Whitehall section of Pittsburgh, which is Little Africa.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're doing pretty good there. We lucked out and found a much better place and a much better area. And it still has the usual, like, inner-city feel to it, you know.
Right.
With the buses running everywhere, horrible traffic. And it's still quite a big throw from what I'm used to, but I'm a lot happier that we're moving there instead of Little Africa.
Yeah, we're a lot happier too, Bert, because a lot of people were worried about you.
Yeah, guys, don't worry too much about me. I'll be fine. I'm just happy as hell not to be moving into the middle of all eyes and teeth.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? 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 You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? 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 Like, it's like, it was like, you know what I'm saying? 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 Niggas, yo, you know what I'm saying?
So what's been happening with the niggas in the news this week, Bird?
You ain't gonna believe this. You know, Grandmammy raped by her own grandson. This is a YouTube in the making it was posted by Frank Howard, our longtime member. There's a YouTube in the making about this typical nigger practice in Motor City, of course.
Of course. Right down the street from me, probably.
Yeah, probably. Nigger woman said that she had an on-again, off-again sexual lifestyle with her grandson. However, she says now he raped her. The nigger Sal said that she had had sex with him in the past and kept quiet about it. However, she said he crossed the line when he raped her in her bedroom.
It was fine when it was in the kitchen or the hallway.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you rape your grandmother in her own bedroom, now you're in trouble.
Yeah, it's not really making much sense to me here. The ranting nigger Sal said that her grandson don't know how to please a woman know-how.
That is not a quote from the article.
Yes, it is. The YouTube titled Grandmother Raped by Grandson was being edited yesterday after several viewings. I guess officials wanted it taken down. I guess Grandmammy was going along with the sex until her grandson lost his job and had no more money.
So he was paying her, you think?
I don't know. Maybe he was supporting her, you know, along with her Social Security money. Well, if she's old enough to have Social Security, she could be in her 40s for all we know.
That's true. She's a nigger, so and she's a grandmother, so she could be like, I don't know, like 20.
Yeah. The nigger grandmother made a remark about not wanting to be with a man who had no job or money.
No wonder they wanted that taken down.
Grandson was into drugs and robbery in an effort to keep granny happy with money. So basically, it was okay for the nigger to have sex with his own grandmother when he had money, but now that he doesn't have no mo money, it's rape. Talk about sending mixed signals here.
Yeah. So when he had money, it wasn't rape. What was it, prostitution?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Like I said, she could be in her 40s or 30s, so maybe she had a crack habit to support.
You think so? No, I remember that article. She was on Valium.
Ah, Valium.
Yeah, she was whacked out on Valium. You know, that's when he did whatever he did that crossed the line.
Crossed the line.
That's going too far, Jamal.
I mean, where is the line? Can you even see the line? Does the line exist?
Yeah, there's a line of Johns waiting around the corner to hop on Grandma. But
yeah, when grandson's all worn out, needs to go to sleep, I guess she has a few more bucks come up and give her some lovings and shit.
Yeah, that Valium's probably just a painkiller because she's got to be walking funny from all that. But
yep.
No, but I saw that film. I saw the YouTube before it got edited, and it didn't show her face, but it showed, like, her legs. She was wearing these knee-high leather boots like strippers wear. I think we have a clip.
Yeah, we do. Maybe you can play that for the folks out there.
Okay.
This is Hal, my grandson.
It's been a blur since she woke up that day.
And when I came to, I just seen him, you know, pulling his pants up.
Her grandson, Lee Moore, now jailed and facing multiple counts of CSC, and she's speaking about it for the first time.
I want everybody to know that he's a rapist, and he done it to me more than once. I'm afraid to sleep. If I do doze off to sleep, I jump up fighting.
And in a stroke of complete candor, she says of the 19-year-old she calls grandson,
I just want him to be violated like he violated me. If he goes to jail, I hope they rape him. I hope they make him somebody's princess.
I guess she has to pay for that 14th or 15th kid that she popped out last month.
Oh, yeah, she's like a factory. She's producing more grandkids all the time so that she can get raped more.
Hell with grandkids. She's probably having her own kids still, too.
Her grandkids probably are her own kids somehow.
Who knows?
Who knows? That's getting confusing.
That'd be my grandbaby. He also be my cousin and my...
Okay, if she got pregnant from getting raped by her grandson, that child would be her child, but her grandson would be the father.
Her grandson would be the father, and she would be the great-grandmammy.
That's
and
true.
Mother.
and
she would
mother.
Be the mother and the great-grandmammy.
Maybe she gets an extra welfare check for that.
Hey, you never know. I mean, you know how niggers are so enterprising about that. I mean, they'll put an additional welfare claim on any day of the week.
She found a loophole.
Well, that be my grandbaby, and that be my son. So you got to give me two checks, know what I'm saying? Oh, man, it's terrible.
But it happened. It's reality. It's truth.
So for all you niggers and nigger lovers out there that say white people are the only ones that commit incest and they trailers and sleeping with their sisters and shit, take a look at this story because believe it or not, this is the first story of nigger incest that I've heard on this site. This just happens to be the funniest.
On payday, you're spending my love like a nigger on payday. Oh, Lord above knows when you'll ever get enough. Well, you maxed out all my credit cards and you got me way in debt. You burn up all the gas in my truck. You done spent my last cent before I even made it. And just when I think it's about as bad as it could get, you started again gambling. And honey, you ain't won yet. Like a nigger on payday, you're spending my love. Like a nigger on payday. Me half to death each night, honey, and I ain't no spring chicken. But when I have to eat you out for an hour, woo, that's just too much licking. I could forgive you everything, but here's why forgiveness ends. I could forgive all the rest, but not fucking all my friends like a nigger on payday.
That was the Racist Redneck Rebels with Like a Nigger on Payday. That song came from chimptube.tv, and if you haven't been there, definitely check it out. All kinds of cool audio and video, neat stuff. If you got some video that you want to post and you're afraid it'll be taken down from another site, go ahead and post it on chimptube.tv. It's free. Special thanks to Justin Iger for posting that. Now it's time to get to the actual meat of the Leftovers show. This is what you're going to hear is audio clips of different things that Birdman and I screwed up. Some previous guests are going to make an appearance, so sit back and enjoy. Ask me about the nigger wedding.
So, not nice. What happened
What's my name?
DJ.
All right, have
Force
a beer first.
Force of habit, I'm sorry. Had that in the blooper reel.
Yeah. Not nice. Wow.
I don't have enough beer in me yet. That's the problem.
Okay, well, drink up.
I'll pound this one.
We're going to do the news segment. Birdman, do you have a news story for us on this special Halloween? Crap. Okay, let's try that again. Birdman, do you have a special news story for us on this Thanksgiving special of Chimp Out Radio?
Goddamn Canadian motherfucker better be on the show real soon.
I know.
He was on like four shows, you know.
Yeah, yeah, you guys interviewed him quite a few times.
He says he can't talk.
Too much Copenhagen, eh?
Copenhagen, eh? God, he pays $10 a can for that shit.
That's so nasty. He needs to start smoking. That's my advice.
Well, and he actually, this one actually left a link to some ancient historical site. I'll read it off. www.ancienthistoricalsociety.org/images/AfricanKingLandQueen.jpg. JPG.
Apparently, wait, you want to try that again?
Yeah, I fucked up on that one. Welcome, this is DJ Stupnik, and I'm tripping balls on Chimp Out Radio.
Larry, while I got you here, how would you feel about taking a minute just to do a little promotional thing for me where you say, you know, this is Sir Lawrence, and you're listening to DJ and Birdman.
On Chimp Out Radio.
On Chimp Out Radio. Do you mind?
No, I can do that.
Okay.
Come on, Larry. Do it.
This is Sir Lawrence, and you are listening to DJ and
DJ and Stupnik.
DJ and Bird. Yeah, I'm only on my third beer, for Christ's sake.
Oh. Were you drinking malt liquor tonight, or what?
Pretty close. Milwaukee's Best Ice.
Oh, Milwaukee's Beast. Yes, I remember it clearly.
No.
So what should I say?
I remember it vaguely, I should say.
You can write it. If you got a little piece of paper, you can write it down and read it.
That's what I'm going to do, actually.
Okay.
Hey, whatever gets the job done, man.
Right.
Okay, go grab a piece of paper there, Larry, and we'll just get a quick recording of you.
This is Sir Lawrence, and I'm listening to...
You're listening to.
And you're listening to DJ and Birdman on Chimp Out Radio.
Okay.
Why don't you make that the sound bite right there? It's like, well, wait a minute, what do I have to say? So it's a, this is Sir Lawrence. Oh, wait, this is Sir Lawrence, and yeah, with DJ. Yeah, DJ.
It'll go on the blooper reel, I'm sure. The Drunk Tank. We'll have our own little Drunk Tank episode.
Yeah.
Somebody's sleepy.
One thing you gotta understand.
Are you trying to tell us something there?
No.
Can we do it the top 10 already?
If anything, if I found religion, I'd hate niggers even more.
Oh, you know they're called the beast of the field something like 16 times in the Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, God's pretty clear about the fact that they're not human. And don't have souls.
Well, you know, God's very racial, too, you know, and everybody should stick to their own race. They can, you know, be animals wherever they want, just as long as they don't do it around me.
Yeah, because you look at the Ten Commandments and you talk about adultery, and most people think, oh, well, that's when you have sex with a married person. But
no,
that's covet thy neighbor's wife. Yeah, that's covet thy neighbor's wife, and God doesn't have to repeat himself. So a lot of people believe that adultery means to adulterate or to make impure, and it's referring to, you know, the race.
Yeah, most people think don't commit adultery means don't cheat on your wife. No, it means don't fuck a goddamn she-bone.
Right.
Or don't have sex with a nigger buck. I mean, that's what don't commit adultery means. Because, I mean, let's face it, the Bible was written in the Middle East. And just around the corner were the Africans down, and they knew about the niggers down there at the time. They weren't stupid.
Right.
They knew that race mixing amongst humans and niggers existed at that time. And, hey, guess what? They wrote a commandment about it.
Right.
God wrote, you know, whatever your beliefs may be, I'm pretty agnostic myself. But, you know, I've taken the time to read the Bible a few times.
We're not meant to mix races. I mean, if we were all going to be white, we would all be white. If we were all going to be the color of shit, we would be the color of shit.
Did Larry already record his spot there?
No, we're still waiting.
Oh, can I do that anytime now?
Yeah, anytime you want to. Just go ahead and, you know, this is Sir Lawrence, and you're listening to DJ and Birdman on Chimp Out Radio.
Well, this is Sir Lawrence, and I'm listening to Birdman and DJ on Chimp Out Radio.
You know, this the differences between humans and niggers, and I'm not going to go into great detail about, you know, certain races or what have you. You know, there are humans and then there are niggers, and if you can't tell the difference between humans and niggers, because then you're a dumbass, because let's face it, niggers have their own diseases.
Yeah.
They have their own physical traits.
Yes.
Everything about niggers is separate to humanity. It just so happens that humans and niggers can interbreed and have healthy children. And this happens a lot with other species in the animal kingdom as well, like zebras and horses.
Correct. A house cat can actually mate with a tiger, or a lion, rather. But a house cat is not a lion.
Tigers and lions can mate, and they call them ligers.
That's correct.
You know? Yep. I know more about birds than anything. A scarlet macaw can reproduce with a blue and gold macaw and create a hybrid. A gala cockatoo can mate with a cockatiel and create a hybrid. It doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah. It doesn't mean it's
so difficult for some people to understand.
I don't know.
That may be our little serious moment.
The more you know. It's like a public service announcement.
It's a public service announcement from Chimp Out Radio.
Or like those things at the end of G.I. Joe, you know, knowing is half the battle.
Don't hit with niggers. I mean, look at that scumbag whore Heidi Klum. Is she the most disgusting creature on the face of the planet or what?
She is now, but she used to be really attractive.
Yeah, I mean, she even had a cute little white daughter with blonde hair with some other guy, and look what she's doing now. She's creating monkeys.
Yeah, that's why I won't date her anymore. Yeah, I had to break that one off.
A lot of coal burning going on these days.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, and it's happening in every Western country that you can think of.
I saw an ad on the internet today where they were pushing, they were trying to convince Asian men that they should date nigger sows. It was a website, yeah.
So they can have, so their IQ can increase?
It showed a picture of this Asian guy embracing this really ugly black chick, and it was just weird. I've never seen that in real life, and just seeing it on the internet was just creepy.
I mean, hell, look at what Robert De Niro is married to. Robert De Niro could have any woman he wanted to, but he chose a sow. Why?
I don't know. Don't get me started.
I mean, one of the greatest actors of all time, he chose a sow. I mean,
maybe he should change his last name to De Negro.
Yeah, De Negro. You might as well.
I don't know what to say about that. I mean, you're right there. He's one of the greatest actors of all time. But, man, whoa.
Yeah.
And David Bowie's the same way. After he stopped being a fag, he decided to be a oil driller.
He went from bad to worse.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing he can do next is just fuck a nigger buck, and then he's at the rock bottom.
Hey, the position here on Chimp Out is really simple. If you want to be gay, be gay, but don't burn coal or drill for oil, you know?
Wait, what would you call it in a gay sex between men? It wouldn't be drilling for oil. It'd be more like drilling for, like, mud?
Mud.
I don't know.
Maybe, like, two sows going, or, like, a white woman going for a sow. What would you call that?
It wouldn't be coal burning. It would be,
coating the pan with Crisco.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Items found in a sow's coochie.
Yeah. Are you ready with that, Stinky?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hey, Stinky, how do you feel about doing a little promo spot where you do "This is Stinky Niggs" and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Can we do that right now?
Yeah, we can do that right now.
Let me see here. Let me.
Yeah, I gotta clear the throat. Do the me.
Me, me, me.
Yeah. Nig, 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 nig.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Hey, this is Stinky Niggs. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
That's it. Wait, you're fired.
I'm fired. No.
Well, we're sending you're banished.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Hi, this is Stinky Niggs, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Awesome. Very good. We got to come up with some new stuff for people to say on those, though, because everybody says the exact same thing.
I know.
We had Larry say, you're listening to DJ and Birdman, so it's a little different.
Yeah. How about we do something like, and you're listening to the best nigger bashing show on the net or something like that? Is that a little too pretentious, you think?
No, hell, why not?
No, hell no.
Okay, well, you want to do that one, Stinky?
Yeah, sure. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Hi, this is Stinky Niggs, and you're listening to the best nigger bashing show on the radio.
Very good.
Damn,
you could have my job with that one. You're good. You should be sitting in this chair.
Thank you.
That's a little complex, but yeah, how about two she-boons? We'll use the high-pitched voices. Mm-hmm. Two she-boons talking about, okay, Nut Nice will be Shanae, and I'll be Shaniqua. Be like, yo, Shanae, I hear you'll be pregnant and shit.
Okay. Yeah, just go ahead.
Yeah, just go with it. Whatever.
Again. Yeah. And, Berman, if you can just do that again, I'll go ahead and respond. I guess we can just go from there.
Sure.
All right. Yo, Shanae, I hate you be pregnant and shit.
All right, girlfriend, for the 12th time and shit.
Oh, yeah, your girlfriend, you be looking around. Shit, I can't do this. I can't. It's hard to talk like a nigger.
I'm going to be bawling and shit. I'm going to get more welfare than ever.
Hey, you know who the baby daddy is? You know if it be Jamal or Tyrone?
Oh, shit, there'll be like 4 or 5 candidates, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I done slept with 10 motherfucking guys last night. And last time I got pregnant, I took them all to the Maury show, and they never did find a baby daddy, even though I brought on 18 motherfucking guys.
I can't stop laughing.
this could be edited too, which is beautiful.
Oh yeah, I will.
Yeah, it's gonna have to be.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get my bearings here. Fuck yeah, I fuck like 2 or 3 niggas every night. Know what I'm saying?
Especially if they be bringing by the crack rock. Know what I'm saying? Because I be loving to give up my pussy for that crack rock. Know what I'm saying? Hey, one time I gave up my pussy for a motherfucking cheeseburger. this is funny.
I've been giving you all my coochie and shit for a rock of crack. Or a thigh from Popeyes, or a nickel, whatever they got, I don't give a shit.
Especially when they be playing the Luther Vandross, you know, I get all kind of horny and shit when they be playing that Luther Vandross, know what I'm saying?
That'd be mine, nigga.
All right, okay, I think that's
good. I think we got enough. Yeah. It'll take you a while to edit that out.
Oh, it will. It's going to take a while to draw that, too, I think. You know, it'll be funny a year from now when I finish this. Awesome. All right. Very nicely done, Stinky.
Everything go good?
Yeah, that was great.
Might be some creative editing in there. But
oh, yeah, I'll take out the fact that I can't count backwards from 10 to 1. They'll never know. And every once in a while, we have a wonderful conversation with the guest, but if there's a lot of background noise or technical problems, we can't really use it on the show. Here's a great clip, one of my favorites from Bleach 473. Take a listen.
Man, it was really funny. It was like this, this thread posted, with the sound just rapping, sitting on the toilet, sitting on the toilet.
That was so funny, dude.
I love that song.
Oh, yeah, it was funny as hell.
You gotta put that on the show, DJ.
Dude, I'm already mixing it down with Black Sabbath. It's gonna be funny.
Black Sabbath? Wait, which song?
War Pigs? It goes, sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet. Oh my god. I'm thinking about putting Slayer in there too if it fits.
Oh my god.
Now flush.
Champions, tonight Birdman is going to be reading our top 10 list, and the topic is 10 things that niggers are thankful for, if they could be thankful.
If they're even capable of that.
Seriously, have you ever heard a nigger say thank you ever?
Never.
Never.
We're using our imaginations here, and we're going into the imagination machine for
It's hypothetical,
moment.
People. It's not real.
Yes, it's very hypothetical.
So don't send us any letters pointing out.
Yes, that, please no angry emails or anything like that.
Yes, we know they can't say thank you. Alrighty, number 10.
Chicken-flavored cocoa butter.
Oh, why didn't I invent that? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Chicken-flavored cocoa butter.
That would solve all their problems right there.
Yeah, it would. They'd smell better. Their skin would look better. They'd eat each other. I mean, they're cannibals, right? So, you know?
Yep.
We should ship some of that out to Africa, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it would make a really big dent in the population.
Yeah. Half the population would be gone. The other half would be a lot fatter, so...
Kind of like niggas in America, they're all fat.
Yeah, but we gotta trick them into eating each other somehow. Number 9.
Souls.
Ah! That's funny.
Yeah, we all know that they are soulless beasts.
What would a nigger with a soul be like? I can't even picture that.
Maybe Alan Keyes or Pastor Manning.
Oh...
Yeah, think about it.
Pastor Manning might actually have a soul.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very deep, isn't it, DJ?
It is deep. Wow. That's amazing. You just changed everything for me. Okay, no, he doesn't have a soul, folks. We're just kidding. Number 8. Number 8.
White women's.
Of course. Number. Of course. That's number 8. You would think that they would put that, like, number 1.
Well, believe me, the list gets better from here.
Let me guess what number 7. All right, what's number 7?
My dick.
Of course. Right after white women's. I saw that coming. Number 6.
The paternity test on Maury proved that the niglet wasn't theirs.
Whoa!
That's plenty to be thankful for the average buck.
That's right, and they do that little victory dance, too.
Yep.
The baby ain't mine. The baby ain't mine.
He ain't mine and shit, no, I'm saying.
Lordy.
That girl be a hoe. I told you she was a hoe.
Number 5.
That the witness in their murder trial accidentally died in an unrelated drive-by shooting, Luther.
Luther's grateful for bleach, I think.
Yeah, he loves his bleach.
Yep. Michael Jackson loved bleach, too, but that was for his skin.
Yeah, that was a different story right there.
Yeah. And the number 4 thing that niggers are grateful for.
That social services does not require them to come to the office to pick up their welfare checks.
That's too much like work.
Oh, boy.
Well,
that's
in Michigan,
good.
You know, in Michigan, they did away with the food stamps a long time ago. Now they just have these little cards, little magnetic cards. Looks just like a credit card.
Well, hell, they even sell their cards nowadays, 50 cents a dollar. So if they have, if they have $50 worth of food stamps, somebody will come along and pay $25 cash for their access card for a month. So,
yep.
So it's the same shit all over again.
Yeah. So you can't tell me they need this. I mean, if they can, they don't need any more food. Seriously.
No, the niggers in America are very fat.
Yeah, they are.
Especially the sheboons.
Ugh. Number 3.
Colonel Sanders.
Oh! You know, if niggers had their way, he wouldn't just be a colonel. He'd be like a general.
Oh man, he would be the president. And they all voted for Obama, but believe me, if Colonel Sanders ran for president when he if he was still alive and he ran for president, yeah, all the niggers would vote for him.
Yeah, I'm surprised Obongo didn't name him as like Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, too bad he's dead, or else he would be in the cabinet.
They dig him up, dip him in batter, and fry him up. number two.
Seedless watermelons.
Oh, of course. Seedless watermelons.
Yeah, that's just less work for them to do.
Yeah, because niggers are too lazy to spit out the seeds. And the number one thing that niggers are grateful for is...
nothing. As niggers are the most ungrateful creatures on the planet.
Yeah. Squad car on your color TV screen, stealing all that he can get, trying hard to be seen. She boons to the left of him and police to the right. A stolen gun and a crack pipe, nigger school tonight. Cause it's TNV, it's Monkey Shines, TNV, and it's Nigger Wines. TNV, it's a Gencom load, TNV, watch them explode. They're dirty, mean, mighty unclean. Nigger wanted man, public enemy number one. You know what I'm saying? So arm up your daughters and arm up your wife. Load up your shotgun and sharpen your knife. This ain't no nigger town. They best not be coming round. TNB. It's Monkey Shines, TNB, and it's Nigger Wines, TNB, it's a Gencom load, TNB, watch them explode! TNB, 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 it's Monkey Shines, TNB, it's Nigger Wines, TNB, it's a Gencom load, TNB, watch them explode! Yeah, that was TNB from the song's Niggerized thread on chimpout.com. Special thanks goes out to Delta88 for his reworking of the original lyrics. Before that, we had Rain in Butt, also known as Slayer on the Toilet, remixed by yours truly, DJ Stupnig.
I just found this story about 10 minutes ago on the forum, and you can find it on the forum. I think it's under General Monkey Shines. Racial image in a homework assignment draws outrage. Doylestown, Pennsylvania, near Philadelphia, parents of a Doylestown middle school student are outraged over what they found in their son's homework. An anti-black caricature with the caption, "No way," was on the cover of a lesson plan handed out in teacher Matthew Curran's 8th grade math class in Lenape Middle School. Fox 29's Nefertiti Jaguas, believe me, this is a she-bone.
What? Wait, what was that name again?
Her name, Weeby's Egyptian and shit, Nefertiti Jaguas. So she has a Hispanic last name and
an Egyptian first name.
Yeah, and a Weesby Egyptian first name. And believe me, this one's a high step in yellow, too. She reports parents, lawyers, and school officials met behind closed doors Tuesday morning to discuss the controversy. John Jordan, president of the Bucks County NAACP, says the parents of the only African American in the class, of course.
There's only one in the whole class.
Yep. Expressed anger, rage, and disappointment to the Central Bucks School District and the NAACP and now attorney Ursula Cosby. You have an audio clip along with this, don't you there, DJ?
Yeah, let's listen to this. Here we go.
Lawyers, parents, and school district officials met to discuss the controversy behind the cover of a math worksheet that is igniting racial tensions in Bucks County.
The image has no place at all in public schools. It has no place in any schools.
The private meeting held at Lenape Middle School stems from an image plucked from the internet. An anti-black caricature with a caption that reads, "No way," was on the cover of a lesson plan handed out in teacher Matthew Curran's 8th grade math class.
Anger, rage, disappointment.
The parents of the only African-American child in the class made it known to the school district and the NAACP they're offended. And now they've hired a lawyer to look into their options.
Obviously, now, the whole picture that caused this outrage was, actually, it's a picture that quite a few of us have seen here on Chimp Out, but it was never taken from Chimp Out itself. Apparently, the teacher had done a Google search for a funny image of some guy with no teeth and his mouth wide open. But if you're a regular contributing member of Chimp Out, you know this photo very well. It's the nigger with his mouth wide open. He has like three teeth and he has a big straw hat on.
It looks kind of like a donkey.
Yeah, and, you know, the teacher thought, innocently enough, hey, this would be funny. It'd make the kids laugh and everything else. But, oh, no, the one nigger student in the class had to bitch about it. He says, "That'd be racist and shit, you know what I'm saying?" And the parents were going, "That'd be racist and shit, you know what I'm saying?" And all the way down from the administrators of the school and the NAACP and any other group that's paying attention to this hawk of bullshit, "That be racist and shit," you know what I'm saying?
And the teacher just said that he chose it because the kids would often say "no way" to him. So on the homework assignment, he wanted to have a funny picture of somebody saying "no way."
Yeah, he'd give out, like, innocently enough, of course, you know, he would give out a homework assignment, and eighth graders being eighth graders are like, "No way, don't do that," or "No way," making a joke about it. And he responded back with this funny picture, which happened to be black, of some nigger with no teeth and a straw hat on saying "no way," and next thing you know, it's a federal fucking case. I mean, this is what America has boiled down to, you know, one nigger student in the class got unhappy about it, and now there's a big fucking fuss over it.
Now, picture the reverse world, where it's a nigger-run world, and there's one white student, and, you know, do you think anybody's going to give a fuck about that one tiny white kid in a world run by niggers?
Well, no. Knowing the good nature of white people, I mean, the white kid would probably laugh at it.
Probably.
You know, if he was the only white kid in the class and the teacher made some picture of some silly-looking white guy. I mean, hell, we deal with it on TV and commercials all the time, mm-hmm. where these magic Negroes are sitting there blatantly making fun of white people and making white people look stupid. But we sit there and we laugh about it. We take it in the gut and we deal with it.
Yep. But niggers have no sense niggers, of humor.
Niggers, it's been 145 years and they still can't take a joke.
Yeah.
Since I was about six wait, shit, you can edit that out.
No, it's staying in. He's sober, folks. Give him a break.
Yeah, I'm actually sober tonight, which is unbelievable.
Maybe we can find a good spooky story, a good Halloween thing.
What about nigger ghosts?
Well, they're already spooks. Well, if a human ghost is white, what color would a nigger ghost be?
Dumb.
Just like even darker black?
Yeah.
Or what?
Scared the shit of everything.
I do recall a purported picture of a nigger ghost, and it just looked like a damn nigger. Just a nigger standing there. Hey, seriously, it was like, it's just as black as a nigger. With an Aunt Jemima outfit on.
Well, DJ, once again, you have an interesting life, and once again, your house was broken into.
Right. This is the second time my house has been broken into in the last 2 months.
I wouldn't want to live in southern Michigan.
There is an awful lot of crime here, Birdman.
Hey, guys, while we're talking here, I have some birds on my shoulder, so if you hear, like, Pretty Bird or some screeching, you know, I had to bring them in with me because my brother's out in the room trying to watch a movie.
Oh, okay.
But the niggers, they broke into your house again?
Well, it was funny because I was actually out of state. I was in Indiana, and my roommate, who's basically a kind of a big hippie, he two-wayed me on the phone to let me know that we had been broken into. And he was like, oh, DJ, they broke into our house. And I said, you know,
again.
Yeah, big surprise. No, and I was like, is my recording equipment okay? You know, are my guitars there? Are the mics there? Are the computers there?
Yeah, all the important stuff.
Right. And he was like, but they took my weed.
Oh, they took your weed.
That's the only thing that they stole was this hippie's weed. And it took me a while to get him to actually go into my room to make sure my stuff was there because he just kept going, they took my weed. They took my weed. So
I gotta admit something here right on the air is that I haven't smoked weed in about 10 years. I consume enough alcohol to make up for that, though. And, you know, as of late in the last year or so, man, I've really wanted to, you know, get some weed. But, you know, I really don't know anybody that smokes it or have anybody in my life I could get it from. I mean, but it's not like this overwhelming urge. It's like, yeah, I'd really like to do that again. It's been so damn long. See, back in high school, I would always carry two packs of cigarettes with me. One pack uh-huh. was an actual pack of cigarettes, and the other pack was a pack of joints.
Oh.
And that's how much of a pothead I was about 15 years ago. But nowadays,
yeah, it's a little different now, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we all grow up, and sure. Most of us grow out of it. But I consume enough alcohol to really justify going on a little pot binge for the next 6 months.
It'd probably give your liver a break, right?
Yeah, exactly. It would give my liver a break.
Right, right. But you know what's funny is, I used to smoke pot a long, long time ago. You know, I'm talking like high school and college. And I used to drink, and, I'm stone cold sober, and I'm totally off everything. But for some reason, I tried this drug the other day called Salvia Divinorum. Have you ever heard of that?
Salvia, yeah. We were talking about that the other night. How'd that work out for you?
You know, it didn't really affect me at all. And I don't know if it was because I was a chicken and I tried the lowest dose, or if maybe I just don't respond to it. But
well, I got to say, I mean, it's only a matter of time until the United States government bans that, too.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, yeah.
You know, I mean, the drug laws in this country are absolutely ridiculous. I mean, if you're in Australia, England, or even Canada, you can pot is decriminalized, meaning that you can be in possession of it and not really get busted for it. And
right.
that's the kind of law that I would like, because pot is really pretty harmless other than, you know, getting the munchies and acting like a dumbass for a few hours.
Right.
And, the United States DEA is like, oh, it's a gateway drug, right? You know, my theory about the gateway drugs is really quite simple. I mean, if you're that hard up that you need a bigger high than pot or alcohol, then maybe you have some problems with yourself that you need to address, because,
right,
you know, it's, yeah, a, you know, pot is more of a, you know, a high, and then there's being drunk. But if you need anything stronger than that, then maybe you do have some problems.
Right.
And
right.
I figured, you know, my own theory is really quite simple. You know, legalize everything and let God sort them out. Murder suspect says, I beat him to death with no remorse. This happened in Phoenix. She's admitted to the grisly murder of a disabled man, of course. Has to be disabled.
Well, yeah. They don't fight back as much.
And now she's talking to Fox 10 News. Angela Simpson tells police she stabbed 46-year-old Terry Neely more than 50 times, cut up his body, then burned it in a trash can. Where have we heard that before? Shannon and Christian? Simpson was arrested by police this week on Thursday. She held a jailhouse interview telling Fox 10 why she did it. She says that she met Neely at a bus stop and then began a friendship with him. However, she says once Neely admitted to her about being a snitch in prison, she became so upset that she wanted to kill him. She says that she lured Neely back to her apartment with promises of my pussy, drugs, and brutally murdered him in early August. Simpson was already in jail when detectives interviewed her about this crime. So she was in jail on another charge. They say she was very candid about committing this murder, showing no remorse. Typical Sheboon, typical nigger,
yep,
showing no remorse for anything. It's just like when Michael Vick, you know, was given those interviews after he was signed to the Philadelphia Eagles. It's like he's pretending to show remorse, but he has no remorse. He doesn't give a shit about what he did.
No, they're not capable of showing any remorse. That's a human emotion.
The only thing he was felt bad about was losing all that money and being in nigger college for 18 months.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, he felt bad because he got caught.
Yeah. And if he didn't get caught, he'd not only still be doing it today, but he'd be bragging about it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. That's exactly right. What a piece of shit, man. I cannot imagine being such a fucking loser. That he was in prison. Yeah, he was a snitch in prison, right? And he told this to her, and she decided right then she was going to murder him.
Well, you know how niggers are about snitching. You know, it throws them into violent tantrums because something about snitching is not cool in the Negro community. They think snitching is the worst offense that anybody could ever possibly commit.
Yeah, much worse than murder or rape.
Yeah, murder, rape, any.
Yeah, snitching, that's a whole lot worse, yeah. You don't want to tell the truth, no.
Yeah, niggers and the truth, you know, it's like oil and water.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, the last two shows turned out great.
Mm. Oh, yeah, man. Thanks. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all did a great job. I like the whole twist, though, too, with the songs that you throw in here and there. Like, Suck a Cheetah's Dick. I mean, everyone's talking about that one. That song's classic.
Suck a Cheetah's Dick.
If y'all ever looked at that nigger, the guy that actually sung that song, he's got this big brown spot on his forehead where, and literally, this nigger used to do this. Instead of shaking your hand, he'd headbutt you.
Yeah.
And so he headbutted everything so much that he literally calcified. Well, he had a calcium deposit build up under his forehead, and then that big knot, that big brown knot, is the result.
Like a horn.
Yeah, basically like a horn.
He's like a nigger unicorn.
Yeah.
He's a nigger corn.
Yeah.
If you hear a pretty bird, you get this? Pretty bird. Pretty bird. Pretty, pretty. Pretty bird. Pretty, pretty. Pretty, pretty. Pretty, pretty, pretty. Pretty, pretty, pretty. I always wanted to get the birds on the air.
Okay, well, we can interview the birds. That might be funny.
So what do you think about niggers there, pretty bird? You like niggers, huh? We'll take our usual mute. We're going to record as if we're doing it in one take. Of course, you know, if we fuck up, it can always be edited out.
Right.
You know.
If you fuck up.
Yeah,
in other words, when we fuck up.
Right. Yeah, pretty much. Anybody there?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go over the news stories with you real quick that we're going to do.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. The first one we're going to talk about is that that hermaphrodite ape in South Africa.
It's a bit ironic, I named Semen, isn't it?
Semenya. That's gold right there. I mean, it's all over the news worldwide.
She's a fucking pig, and hey, she.
God only knows. It probably has a big old mud dick down there in its pants, you know. Been posing as a female sheboon for the last couple years. next one after that, extreme coal burner tracks down its own niglet son, and my pussy's him.
Yeah, I read that. Actually, she's not too bad looking for a fucking tramp.
Yeah. Let's see. Third one. I don't know if he's going to add that horse story in later on, so I got a third.
I think he's pretty determined to get in with that.
Yeah. Argument over breakfast ends in a frying pan beat down by a 71-year-old sow. So, if we need an extra one, we got the nigger sow from Laos. Prison got itself pregnant on purpose, so it wouldn't be shot.
Yeah, the one that's just came back to the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that where that sow's from, is the UK?
I have no idea. I've been saying it for years.
Yeah. So that's that. I guess DJ's not on yet.
I might be slipping one quick wank in before we start. I don't know.
We're thinking about that. I forgot about it. I'm getting kind of buzzed here. So.
All right. Well, yeah. Say something and I'll edit it in there.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, Justin, once again. Thank you, DJ, for hosting the show. And don't forget to go on chimptube.tv to watch all your favorite nigger-hating videos, which I enjoy quite a bit. And don't take shit from niggers, and good night.
All right. What if the three of us said that in sync? Do you think that would sound really gay, or – you know
that'd
what?
Be cool.
Okay.
How about it?
All right.
Okay, 3, 2,
well, no,
one.
let me lead into it, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then I'm like
you can cut this up any way
you
want.
You're I'm going to be cutting it.
you're fucking brilliant with this shit. I'm just going along with the territory here.
The editing is the fun part, actually. I actually enjoy doing that part.
Oh, I'm glad you do.
Yeah. Well, it's driving me nuts towards the end of week two, but yeah. So it'll be something like – what did I say? Oh, be proud of yourselves. Okay. So be proud of yourself. Wait, sorry, that was too loud. So be proud of yourselves, humans, and don't
take
any shit from niggers. Don't take any shit from niggers. Okay, so be proud of yourselves, humans, and don't take any shit from niggers. Let's do it again. So be proud of yourselves, chimpians, and don't take any shit from niggers. So be proud of yourselves, humans, and don't take any shit from niggers. You guys drive me nuts. Okay, can we do it at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, 3, 2, 1.
No, I mean, I'll just keep doing it and then just.
DJ,
what?
Do a 3, 2, 1, and we'll all say, don't take shit from niggers.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Don't take shit. You guys shouldn't do it. All right.
This is bad.
This is terrible. This is so bad. It'll go 3, 2, 1. Don't take any shit from niggers. Let's just keep doing it as a chant, okay? Don't take any shit from niggers.
Don't take any shit from niggers.
Don't take any shit from niggers. You guys are driving me nuts. All right, how about... Fuck it.
No, just you say it alone. folks, I hope you enjoyed our little Leftovers episode of Chimp Out Radio at Leftovers Looper Reel. Sorry. Looper Reel. So it's called.
Try it again.
Okay. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed our Leftovers episode.
Be sure to take some home in the little Tupperware for later.
Yeah. Feed it to the dog, and the dog will spit it up on the floor, and, you know.
I don't know. I never know what to say for these things.
Yeah, they are kind of weird. I'm sure you could make something out of that anyways.
Yeah, I'll figure something out.
God, you're like the magic rearranger. I'm amazed at what you put together from all the shit that we record.
We'd like to thank all the guests that were in here tonight. In no particular order is Dirty Dan. Let's see, Bleach was there. And we also talked to Sir Lawrence and Stinky Niggs, Mile for Karam, and Nut Nice. I hope I didn't leave anybody out. Special thanks again to Delta 88 for rewriting the TNT song for us for the Songs Niggerized. And Chimpians, keep your ears open and your calendars free, because rumor has it there might just be a 1 hour live episode of Chimp Out Radio coming up real soon. We'll have information for you soon enough. In the meantime, keep your head up, be proud of yourself, and don't take any shit from any niggers. Tiger, tiger.